hooded figure walks in front of us. With gloved hands, they stick a crowbar into the window and unlock it. Text, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents. A man in a hat takes a suede bag from another person. He empties the contents, which include a car key and a cord. Title, Murder, She Baked, A Deadly Recipe. They stick a device to the front of the car. Text, A Fudge Production. They type on a device hooked to the car. The man in the hat opens the garage door. The hooded person downloads info onto the device and sticks the key in the ignition. The keychain is a skull. Text, Allison Sweeney. The gloved person puts the car in reverse and gives a thumbs up. Two men push the car backwards out of the garage. They put it in park. Text, Cameron Matheson, Gabriel Hogan. A truck follows an SUV onto the road. People open a garage door and lay out the tools again. Text, Lisa Dupt, Toby Lavins, with Barbara Niven. They stick the key in a car ignition and people push it out of the garage. One hooded man pushes the other man toward a truck, and he gets into the driver's seat. When it won't start, he gets out. A man spots him, and he panics.
Hey! Hey, my car! Hey, get back here!
The man chases him.
Call the cops! Hey, get back here!
911 emergency.
Help! They're breaking into my car!
Hold on, sir.
The hooded man jumps the fence and escapes down the street. Hannah delivers cookies.
Enjoy the cookies. Okay, bye.
The man knocks her down. He gets up and continues running.
Hey!
Hannah doesn't get up. He watches her from behind a car across the street. She reaches across the pavement and picks up the broken bracelet. The man ducks down and looks at his empty wrist. Strangers help Hannah.
Hey, are you okay?
Hey, thank you.
The car owner.
Yes, officer, and that's when I yelled at him. He took off and ran right down here. And then
follows the same pattern.
Bill.
No broken glass. These guys are quick, they're clean, they're well organized, just like the others over at Redland.
Mike.
You've done your homework on this, that's
yeah.
For sure.
I'm trying to get the sheriff to set up a bait car program, but he keeps banging on about there being no budget. You know, my best guess is
that he wants to take all the glory.
Bingo.
At least you're ahead in the polls, man.
I'm not gonna win.
They look at a car pulling in.
Every week before every election, he busts a big case, the press goes wild, and what do you know?
Another one?
Yeah.
Sheriff.
That's five in the last 2 weeks. No broken glass means they hacked the keyless system.
All right, I'm putting Kingston on this one, Bill. Report directly to me.
Hey, wait a minute, Sheriff.
I've been chasing this case for a month. This is my collar.
Yeah, well, not anymore.
A brunette approaches.
I got this.
Cameraman follows.
Ms. Winters, what brings you out here?
My scanner.
Of course.
Sheriff, could you give us a statement?
Yes, we've had...
Clockwork. What did I tell you?
This is a possible concern, isn't it?
Sir, yes, but it's a criminal
Look.
Mike and Bill step away from the group.
If I am point, you are still on this.
They look at Sheriff Grant being interviewed. Election signs for Sheriff.
Three car thefts in one night. Are they connected?
Connected and coordinated. No question in my mind. This is the work of professionals and organized thieves.
Are you concerned with the drop in your polls numbers?
I can assure you, as long as I'm sheriff, this or any crime will not go unpunished. Not on my watch.
News is on.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Lisa.
I'm putting a mint bar in here for your daughter on the house.
Linda, you know that I am famous throughout the county for my butter tarts.
It's been in my family for generations, Helen.
That
generations.
Is my great-grandmother's recipe.
Sounds like we haven't figured out whose recipe this is.
Oh,
we only need a name for the cookbook.
It's mine. No question.
Don't you dare take credit for my recipe.
It's mine.
So I'm allergic to corn? Because this has corn syrup in it.
Oh, yes, it is.
I dictated that recipe to you this spring. I broke my wrist. That is the
mystery solved.
Hannah lays the recipe down between the women.
Sheriff Grant has asked that anyone with any information please call the sheriff's station.
You really think the guy that bumped into was a car thief?
It all seems to fit.
Lisa looks outside.
Speaking of bumps.
What?
Hannah turns.
Oh, she's gonna get soaked.
She goes outside.
Andrea! You're getting my niece or nephew all wet.
It's just water. It's fine.
Mother, I have been meaning to get you my Hawaiian prawn pot pie recipe for the cookbook.
Oh.
It's just been so crazy busy
with
the new store. We have no idea what it's like setting up a business.
I think she knows the basics, Mother.
Oh,
and what do you think is more electable, Smilodale
to Fawn Crandall.
I vote for Smileyville.
Is that the same shrimp concoction you used to make for us every weekend?
Oh, yes. Your father loved it so much. And please don't call it a concoction, Andrea. It's a very unflattering way to refer to it, honey. It's going to be perfect for the cookbook, Hannah.
Oh, yes, Mother, but there is a whole committee, you know, and we have to test all the recipes.
Say no more, I understand.
We must honor them.
Dolores, delivery needs your signature.
Oh, I'll be right there, Paige.
Well, duty calls again, girls.
I'll talk to you later. Ta-ta. Bye, Mother.
Bye.
Nettie Grant approaches.
You're not really going to put that in the cookbook, are you? My stomach is still traumatized.
Well, that's what the committee is for. They'll vote, and we're covered.
Ooh, devious. I love it.
Nettie! Grant! Hello. Oh, hi.
Hi! How are you and Sheriff Grant holding up?
We're great.
Grace.
Thank you. Hannah, you cut your hair.
Yeah.
It's different.
Thank you.
And good luck to your husband in the election.
Yeah. Media. Best man win.
Andrea smiles.
That's devious.
That's politics.
I like it.
Yep.
Andrea carts posters for Bill down the street. Hannah goes back into the bakery and closes her umbrella.
Hannah!
Hello.
Phone's for you. Oh,
really?
Norman.
Thank you very much.
Say hello for me.
Well, it's Heather. Hi, Norman.
Hey, you. So I am presently guzzling what has to be the world's worst cup of coffee. And naturally, I thought of you.
She frowns.
Thank you, I guess.
I
thought...
Oh, thank you.
Where
Hannah,
would I get
delicious.
The world's best cup of coffee, which, of course, would be your shop.
So I'm missing your face here in the morning. Is the big city dental conference thrilling?
No, nothing says excitement like the story of...
Posterior composite seminar. How are things at the cookie jar?
Mike surprises her.
Hot. I mean, warm. Because it's busy here and the heater's been busted, but,
yeah.
I've been,
Lemon bar?
Yeah.
Thinking a lot about you, you know?
It's nice to hear, Norman.
Just wait one second.
Mike?
Hey, man, I miss you too. How's the conference?
Going fine.
Mike, thanks for asking.
Mike, I'm sorry, Norman.
It's okay.
Norman.
Working another mystery, something about a car theft, so no need to hurry back, man.
Okay, Norman, I'm taking you off the speaker right now, and I apologize for Mike Kingston.
No, it's
okay. I'm sure his mother has been doing that for years.
Right. I'm sure that's true.
I do have to go, though, so.
I'll talk to you later, okay?
To Mike.
You are impossible.
You love it.
Don't get ahead of yourself. You want something?
Tell me about the message you think the guy that knocked you over.
Right, so I was at 3rd and Main, and I was delivering cookies, and this guy, he smacked into me. I mean, running scared, and he dropped this.
She grabs a plastic bag.
It has my fingerprints on it, but we have them on file.
Yep, we sure do. Huh, that crest looks European, maybe. Good work.
Thank you.
She smiles up at him.
Can I get you something?
Yes, actually. At least a dozen cookies. I want some of those double chocolates. I'll take some of those chocolate chip right there. They look fantastic. Some pecan divines, some apple orchard bars.
Please. Sounds like you're getting everyone's favorites.
Things are a little bit tense at the station with your brother-in-law running against the sheriff.
Lisa.
Whole show, you might be getting a new boss.
Mike grimaces.
I better make it 2 dozen.
Yeah. Look, I'd like to get this into evidence as quick as possible. Can you deliver those?
Yeah. I'll bring them by in a minute, okay?
Okay, great. So what are you doing later?
You said double chocolates, right?
She ducks to box cookies. He looks through the glass.
You're being evasive.
I'm being mysterious.
Ah.
That is very different. I heard you like a good mystery.
I see. Is that how it's going to be? Okay.
He takes a card from his wallet.
I'm assuming that will cover it.
Anything for you, detective?
He makes eye contact. He points at her and mouths the words just you.
What?
I'll see you in a bit.
She is wide-eyed, and then she grins. At the station, Mike studies crests like the one on the bracelet.
He's online too.
He makes notes.
No, it is done with your case. I've already told you that. You are off.
Read my notes. I've done the whole
thing. I don't have to read your notes. You're not on it anymore.
What, you're going to take me off my case? All of them? Take all my research and then say, hey, look what I did, everybody.
Last time I checked, you hadn't cracked the case.
Last time I checked, you haven't even started.
You know what? You are not sheriff yet. You're ahead in the polls, but the game isn't over. And I don't appreciate this tone.
A week before every election, you crack a big case, the press celebrates.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi. I just have a delivery.
Yes, Janet, admit.
Great.
Yeah. Do your job and doing it right. I don't say like I'm the first person you've done this to. We are having a disagreement.
It's been a hectic day here, Kevin.
I have to talk to the sheriff. This can't be put off.
Everyone has an important reason.
But Lucy's recital is tonight.
You'll be the first in when he's ready for you, Kevin.
I can't miss this.
okay? This is for my daughter.
I understand.
Hey, Kevin.
Hannah, come on in.
Oh, hi, Janet. So Mike asked me to deliver some cookies, and I threw in a few extra pecan divines for your boyfriend.
Brad?
She holds his photo.
Thank you. That is so nice of you.
Of course. When do we get to meet this Brad, by the way? Because you know I have to check him out.
Now, I am keeping him out of the line of fire.
That is a very smart idea.
Oh, look, you have pictures up from the sheriff's birthday?
Yes, my new collage. It's just the beginning stages, but this is my favorite photo of the two of you.
It's Hannah and Mike.
I've heard enough.
No, what are they fighting about?
The truth. We are done.
The election?
We're done talking.
Amongst other things.
You're finishing your shift today. End of discussion, Kevin.
To Mike.
Do you have something for me?
Yeah, actually, I do. This was dropped near the scene of the botched car theft. Actually, Hannah found it.
That's great.
Yeah. Did you get a good look at the perp?
I didn't. I gave Detective Kingston all the information I have. But, Sheriff, I did bring some pecan divines. Oh, I know they're your favorite.
You are a saint. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He bites into a cookie.
Oh, these are so good. How do you make them so perfect? It's the crunch, isn't it?
So, Sheriff, I figure if I get the origin of this and get the family name, then we're just one step closer.
And getting our car thieves. Fantastic. Finally something tangible instead of just paperwork.
Bill.
Well, if you read the paperwork...
Hey, I am going to oversee this personally, Mike. You're on
double
point.
Chocolate?
Well, hold on a second. Sure.
No, I don't want to hear anybody's opinion. The place is full of them today, and mine's the only one that counts.
Mike, you're lead investigator.
Kevin, you're finishing your shift. Bill, you're on the desk. Janet, if you'd walk with me, please.
Of course.
And Hannah, please, may I have another?
Yes, you may.
Thank
you. Enjoy.
He walks away, and she rolls her eyes. She passes Mike.
I think you're gonna need a bigger box.
At the bakery.
Lisa? Here I am.
Okay.
She carries boxes outside.
Here's two, but that's not it. Okay, careful with the cake on the top.
Okay, perfect.
Those little rose buds, they're a little delicate.
Oh, I love that.
Gary. Okay, three more inside.
Gary.
Congrats on heading up the Eden Lake cookbook.
Oh, thanks.
Are you still taking recipes or just giving autographs?
We're taking recipes till the end of the week. Autographs, always.
Well, in that case, this is my mother's recipe for her fudge cupcakes.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, and I would love it if it made it into the cookbook, kind of as a memorial to her.
Yeah, of course. I loved your mother's fudge cupcakes. Yeah, everyone loved Mrs. Kohler's cupcakes. Yeah. I mean, when they were at a potluck, it would get messy.
Gary, what's a quarter cup of a secret ingredient?
And I have no idea what that is. So I was kind of hoping that you guys could figure that out.
We will. Yeah. And the committee will thank you so much for this recipe. They'll be thrilled.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right. See
you. Bye.
They look at the paper.
Wow, finally a mystery that does not involve a dead body.
Hannah removes cupcakes from the oven at the community center.
Mrs. Kohler's fudge cupcakes. Do you know how many of us tried to pry that recipe out of her?
Yes, I do. Oh,
well, there is a bit of a hitch. Keep reading.
Oh, what's the secret ingredient?
I'm not sure yet. I tried a bunch of ingredients, but none of those are right. I'm hoping one of these... Well, hold on. I mean, those look right, the condensed milk ones.
Mm-hmm. Let's hope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, when they cool off, I'll ice them and we will try.
Okay.
Paige. Yep. Paige, what are you making? I've given you a different recipe. Are you making my mother's Hawaiian prawn pie?
She wants to make sure it gets in the book.
Hello.
She knows you don't like it.
Hey.
She knows. Hey. She knows.
Hey. I ate that every week my entire childhood. Mm. Hi. Oh.
Hey, Andrea.
Oh, don't owe Andrea me. I'm pregnant.
Mm-hmm. We can't let her see these.
Whatever I want.
Bill will not be happy, that's for sure.
Don't you dare tell him.
I would never.
Now, my husband says that we have to remain impartial, but I'm secretly hoping Bill wins.
Oh, me
thank
too.
You, Sophie.
Hey, Sophie.
Hi, Sheriff.
Ladies.
Hello.
Sheriff.
Sheriff. Well, you ladies are cooking up a storm.
He stares at Paige, who doesn't smile. Hannah notices.
Well, it looks like you have enough to feed an army yet. You don't mind, yeah.
Paige walks away.
Andrea, you're looking well. Can I borrow a pushpin?
Sure.
Paige grabs her coat and looks behind her.
Feeling great.
Sheriff and Andrea.
Thank you.
Welcome.
How are you? It's not exact science.
With Jill's margin, I'll settle for close to exact.
Paige leaves. Sheriff returns to the room.
You know, I'm starving. Do you think I could steal a few of these off you?
Of course you may. There's no crime in that. Here's a cupcake for you. It's not the right ingredient, but it's pretty good.
Can I get a deal? Oh, sorry.
Sure. Here. Why don't you take two?
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
He passes Andrea hanging posters. Hey. He answers his phone.
no, 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 I can't talk.
The women test the cupcakes.
No, this isn't it either. No. All right. But we did agree that the wild rice casserole and the maple glazed chicken are in, but not the Snicker apple salad, right?
No.
Okay. I don't know why. I love that.
Andrea.
I love this, and I definitely love this.
Didn't Bill say the doctor doesn't want you eating unhealthy things right now?
It's fine, I'll eat in the car.
The Snickers salad was too sweet, like these cupcakes. Definitely not Mrs. Kohler's cupcakes.
Well, I will keep trying, I promise. I will find the right ingredient, and in the meantime, I will walk you out. Thank you so much, ladies, for all your hard work tonight.
Thank you. Bye.
She'll flash.
Do you need me to get that?
Nice.
Should I get that? Wait, I gotta
quick
my...
Nice.
Hold on.
Feel this will you be done.
Not just the food that he's watching. Oh, he won't even let me exercise or anything.
Bill loves you.
They see a body.
Sheriff Grant?
A cupcake rests near his hand. The women stare.
What did you put in those cupcakes?
911 operator.
My sister and I were just walking out of the community center and we found him.
Stay calm, ma'am.
The sheriff's not breathing. I checked his pulse.
What is it?
He's dead.
Is anyone else injured?
No, we're fine. We're all fine. And
help is on the way.
Yeah, we'll wait. Thank you.
Okay, so, just breathe, okay? Will you take her inside? Get her to sit down and have some water?
Sophie?
What? Yeah, we're going to take Andrea inside.
Oh, yes, of course. Just get her some water, okay? You'll be all right.
Hannah's phone lights up her face.
Okay, let's maybe just try.
Janet's phone rings.
Eden Lake Sheriff's Department?
This is Hannah Swenson, and I'm trying to reach Detective Kingston.
Wait a second, he's right here.
Hannah, you okay?
Well, I'm
sort of keeping it together, Mike, but,
Well, it's the sheriff. He's dead.
Oh, my God.
Are you okay? Are you safe?
I'm fine. But I called 911.
Janet types officer down. Sheriff Grant.
Good job. Units are...
Less than two minutes away.
I am on my way as well. Look, I'm going to hang up right here. I'm going to call you back right now on my cell. Pick up,
please, right away.
Okay.
Hannah?
Hannah kneels near the body.
Mike?
Okay, tell me everything you did.
I checked his pulse. He's not breathing. There's a lot of blood coming from the back of his head. I don't see how.
A fall?
Seems more like...
You were struck.
I think so.
Take a look around. Do you see any surveillance cameras anywhere?
She looks up at a pole.
Yeah. I see one, and it's pointed this way.
Now listen to me. You need to get inside. It's not safe out there.
I think it was someone he knew and trusted.
Why?
He was eating the cupcake I gave him. His gun is in the holster.
Hannah, get inside. I'm serious. It's not safe for you out there.
You okay?
Bill, you're here. Why are you here? I thought you weren't working.
I was picking up the managers.
I called 911, sure. Bill, and I have Mike on the phone. Here.
Bill? Don't touch anything.
Of course not.
Bill, is that you?
Mike, this is bad.
I'm not far.
I can't believe Hannah found another body.
No. Bill, it was Andrea. She saw him first.
Andrea, is she okay? Where is
Bill? She went inside.
I think this is...
Bill runs.
Hey, Mike, Bill went in to check on Andrea.
Okay, a squad car will be there any second. I am not far behind. Stay on the phone with me. Do not hang up, okay?
Hey, Mike, there's a photo of the bracelet that I gave you. It's right here in his car.
Maybe he had something big on the car theft ring?
Hannah, I'll check it out.
Oh, they're here.
Who?
Oh, Mike, they're here.
Who is it?
It's Kevin Miller.
Peterson.
That's Sheriff Grant.
There's not a weapon anywhere.
I'm going to ask you to come away.
Step back.
Come away from the crime scene.
Teresa, Hannah.
Where? Come on. I'm with you.
I need you to promise me that you're not going to interfere with this investigation.
I promise.
Okay. Check his vitals. He doesn't have a pulse.
Carly Winters.
With the gruesome death of Sheriff Grant, residents are terrified of what might be out there.
Something like this can happen to Sheriff Grant. Who's to say it doesn't happen to any one of us?
Have you personally taken...
Whoa, the camera really does add 10 pounds.
Oh, excuse me.
No, but you look fabulous, dear.
Oh,
really do.
Welcome. Thank you. It was one of my favorites.
Here you are.
Lisa and Hannah serve guests.
I think a good...
Kevin sits with Paige. They hold hands.
Shoulder to shoulder.
They watch the news.
I've never done that.
Hannah enters the kitchen.
Lisa, you're friends with Paige Miller, right?
Yeah, we went to high school together.
I was just wondering why she left the committee meeting so suddenly last night. Do you know?
You can't possibly be thinking Paige had anything to do with what happened to the sheriff.
I am not thinking anything. I just know she had a problem with the sheriff, and I was wondering what it was. That's all.
Hannah eats something.
Beats me.
Lisa walks away. Carly Winters.
I need access to Detective Kingston.
Like I said, he's busy. You leave a number, I'll have a call.
Detective Kingston, Carla Winters.
I said he's busy.
You're going to want to hear. We cannot comment on that at this time.
Kevin.
So I've isolated it down to the approximate time of death.
Great.
This will just take a second.
Mike to Janet.
Hey, you need to go home?
Oh, I just wish you knew him, Mike, before his son died. You know, he was a good man.
You should take a couple days.
I'm better off working. Listen, here are the phone records you wanted.
Okay.
So here's what we got. Coroner found traces of a clay material and surface dirt in the lacerations along with some hair.
It's ready.
All right, let's play it.
CC228 angled in from the alley.
Mm-hmm. What about the reverse CCTV?
C227 was down.
Down but disabled?
Completely. For 2 weeks. I spoke with the custodian. The parts are in back order.
Okay, run it.
We're sent to the sheriff's exit.
He knows the assailant. What's the coroner telling us?
Clay traces in his skull and wound match the construction bricks at the community center.
But no weapons found on the scene or anywhere near it.
They watch the video.
That's Hannah Swenson.
Yes, it is. Right there, Hannah Swenson, 604. Now, I got a call from here to the sheriff's cell at 718.
That was me. I called him to review appointment changes that he requested for Wednesday.
Did he happen to mention planning on meeting anybody at the community center that night?
He just told me he was putting up flyers. And then he made a joke about not really needing them because he'd win the election. And then he said...
They turned to her expectantly.
What? What did he say then?
Then he said Bill would win over his dead body.
She winces. Deputy Peters.
Oh, man. Look at this.
Wait a second. Give me a second here.
They see Bill.
Didn't Bill say he was going home to watch the game?
Punch in on this.
They zoom in. Bill rubs his head and throws his arms up. He walks around his car. Mike's jaw drops.
Yeah, he did.
He looks at Bill through the AV room window. He looks back down at Bill on the screen. Bill drives away on video. Andrea to Hannah.
Thanks for coming with me to the doctor. It's a nice break from Bill. I love him, but the constant doting and overprotectiveness, frankly, it's a little intense.
Did you ask Bill to pick you up last night?
Pick me up? No, I've got my own car. I'm not an invalid. Why?
Bill works with Kevin. I was just wondering how well you know his wife, Paige?
Casually, I mean through different work events. And of course, Mother hired her.
That's Mike's car.
Mike's car is parked at Andrea and Bill's house. She pulls in. The men are in the house.
Mike, listen to me. You need my help on this.
You lied to me, man. I mean, I've got you on the surveillance camera right here.
I explained that.
No, it doesn't look good. You want to help me? You stand down on this.
What, indefinite leave?
Spend time with your wife, with your kid.
Mike, what's going on?
Bill gestures to Mike.
I had to place Bill on suspension.
What? Why?
Because I'm the number one suspect in Sheriff Grant's murder.
What, are you out of your mind?
I have a job. I've got to do it.
Yeah, and I've got a job to get you out of my house right now,
okay,
you traitor.
Baby.
Out, Andrea.
Hey,
no, Andrea, help me.
What are you saying?
Out now. Yeah, keep going. Are you kidding
me?
I'm
leaving.
Yeah, not fast enough. Go, now.
Hannah.
Wait, no, Mike, come on. You don't really think that Bill is a suspect? Stop!
Hannah, this is an open case.
Right, I forgot about the law and the municipal code that states Hannah Swenson is not allowed to ask about cases that Detective Kingston is investigating.
Subsection 2 of said law states that Hannah Swenson should trust Detective Kingston to do his job while admiring his winning smile.
Don't forget the addendum on page 321 citing case law that two smiles are better than one.
There is something that you can do to help me. You can tell your sister that I'm not the bad guy, okay?
He gets into his car, and she bends down by the passenger window.
My sister, she has her own code, and you have stomped all over it. Your phone had surveillance footage on it, didn't it? Bill was there.
This is the sheriff that we're talking about. It was clearly murder. You gotta let me handle this one, okay?
She nods.
Okay.
She taps his car door, and he drives away. She stands outside the house. He stops the car.
Hannah, you promised.
He points at her and drives away. She turns back toward the house.
Honey, just relax.
No, you know what?
Yeah, remember what the doc said, okay?
No, you know, I cannot believe Mike's nerve after everything we've
Mike is a good
him.
Guy. He's
I
just
don't
doing
care
his
if
job.
He's a good guy.
Bill lied about where he was last night and said that he was at home watching a game when he wasn't.
Bill leans back and covers his mouth. He scratches his head.
You're right. I was there.
What?
But I was there because I was checking in on your sister, okay?
What?
Look, you don't rest enough, Andrea. With all the complications, I get worried. Yeah, I follow her sometimes. Just to stay close, you know, make sure she's okay.
Andrea steps closer to him.
You do that? That's really sweet. It's kind of creepy.
It kills me that I can't do anything to help you. I can't take over for the weekend. And I just hate that you have to do it alone.
Bill?
What?
The three of us are in this together.
Hannah shifts her weight.
I'm gonna just go. You know, but Mike's a great detective. He's got this. He'll take care of everything.
Could you just make me some tea, please?
Make your tea if you
yes.
sit down.
I promise I'm gonna sit
make
right
her
now.
Sit down.
I promise.
Yeah,
stay.
Sit down. That's the deal.
Okay, fine. I'll
thank
sit.
You.
Andrea pulls Hannah's hand.
Bill is not going to jail for being a worrywart. This baby needs a father, and I need a husband. You've got to clear Bill's name. Promise me.
The sisters look into each other's eyes.
I promise.
Hannah nods. Mike parks near Municipal Hall. From a WNKW news car, Carly Winters is watching him. She gets out of the car. Mike is doing an image search for the crest on his phone.
Detective Kingston.
How can I help you, Miss Winters?
Actually, I'm going to be the one to help you. If you would agree to give me that exclusive on the story in return. Quid pro quo.
The corners of his mouth turn down. He nods.
Fine. What do you got?
A story about politics, car thieves, and a man who was determined to keep his job.
Hannah searches on her computer for Sheriff James Grand Eden Lake murder. She sees a link with the name Carly Winters and clicks on it. It says Carly on crime. Murder of Eden Lake Sheriff remains unsolved. She sees an article in search results about a gala raising money for preservation at City Library. She clicks on it and scrolls down, and there is a photo of her mom, Dolores, with Mrs. Grant. They are laughing and holding champagne flutes.
Betty Grant.
She looks thoughtful and closes her laptop. At the bakery.
Mother, why don't you come with me to pay our condolences? I don't want to go alone.
Honey, I was just there.
Poor dear Nettie.
Yeah, how is she handling it?
She's numb, in shock.
I don't even think she's cried yet, Hannah.
I just can't imagine how difficult this must be for her. Were she and the sheriff getting on well?
One shouldn't talk about tragedies. It reduces it to gossip, but...
You remember when they lost their son? That tragic car accident?
Oh, he was a beautiful boy. Looked just like Nettie. I don't think they ever recovered.
Well, must have been when I was in the city. I don't remember.
Oh, that's right. Well, their neighbor, Helen Ross... I used to partner with her in bridge. She always overbids. Anyway, she used to tell me that she heard a lot of loud fighting. Something about a child, and obviously it was about Peter. And now her husband's been murdered. You know, Hannah, when you do go see Nettie, why don't you ask her about her barbecue sauce recipe? It's divine. It'd be perfect for the cookbook. And I think it'd do her spirits a world of good.
I'll call her.
Great idea. Dolores?
Paige.
Mr. Feinstein's here for you.
Oh, the appraiser already. Oh, Hannah, you have just put me behind schedule.
Sorry, Mother.
I'm going to need cookies for Fortitude. So put me an assortment together. You know what I like.
Paige, bring them with you, please.
And ladies, I am off to do battle with Mr. Feinstein. Good luck, Mother.
Ciao.
Can I get you a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
And I'm going to get my mother's cookies. What a day, hey?
Understatement.
Thank you, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, I put in a few of your favorites, too.
Lisa leaves, and Hannah leans in.
Can I ask you about that awkward moment I noticed between you and the sheriff at the community center?
I avoided him whenever possible.
Why is that?
He was a terrible boss to my husband.
He was terrible to Bill, especially after he decided to run against him. But Andrea can be in the same room with him. You didn't last even a minute.
You're very observant.
Paige looks down. Hannah tilts her head and raises her eyebrows.
I don't know. Maybe Andrea's just more civil than I am. I know I should talk nicer about someone who just died, but... truth is that I'm not sorry he's dead.
Hannah narrows her eyes. Nettie Grant watches Hannah walk up the sidewalk to her house. Nettie is somber. She clasps her hands and walks toward the door and then pauses. She smooths her clothing.
Hannah, hi.
Hello.
ready. I just wanted to see how you were, and I baked these pecan divines, especially for you. I remember they were the sheriff's favorites.
Nettie takes the box.
That's very kind of you.
I know this is a bad time, but...
My mother also asked me to check in with you about the famous barbecue sauce recipe you have. I was hoping you'd consider sharing it with me for the Eden Lake Charity Cookbook.
Of course.
It's for the Children's Hospital.
She just called, and I was looking for it. Hang on. Let me go grab it.
Great, thanks.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hannah, please. Come in.
Oh.
Nettie closes the front door, and Hannah stands in the entryway.
Just be a second.
Yeah.
She watches Nettie walking. Hannah goes into the dining area.
You know, if there's anything else I can do, Nettie, I hope you don't hesitate to ask.
Thanks, I will.
On the table, Hannah finds an envelope from the family law group.
I'm sure I put it back in this box.
I found it.
Hannah puts it down, and Nettie walks in with the recipe.
And, I don't know how else to say this, but I hope
you don't think that Bill had anything to do with what happened to your husband.
Oh, of course I know that.
Nettie's forehead crinkles.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude, but I was just heading out.
Oh, of course, I'm sorry.
Hannah looks at photos of Nettie and her son.
Sorry for what you're going through. Who could do something like this, especially in Eden Lake?
Well, you know, Jim deals with a lot of bad people through work. It could be anyone. I mean, even the people on the right side of the law didn't seem to like him much.
Why is that, if you don't mind my asking?
No, well, after we lost our son, he was never the same.
They both look at the framed photos.
But I keep telling myself, without change, there'd be no butterflies, right?
I can only imagine that losing a child would be a huge strain on a marriage.
Hannah looks at Nettie, and Nettie meets her gaze with an icy stare. They turn to the front door. Nettie opens it to find Mike standing there.
Mrs. Grant.
Detective Kingston.
I should go.
I agree.
Thanks for the recipe.
Excuse us. Just one second.
Sure.
He steps outside with Hannah.
Look, I'm sorry, okay? I'm really sorry, but I shouldn't have promised you because it's my sister, and she made me promise to help her.
Well, then unpromise.
That's not a thing.
Hannah.
Listen, Nettie and the sheriff were having problems in their marriage. Does she have an alibi? Because she's definitely hiding something.
Well, she claims that she was home alone that night, but I haven't been able to verify that.
What about Paige Miller's alibi? Because she already admitted to me that Kevin, your friend from the station, he was not the sheriff's biggest fan.
Yeah, him and just about every other deputy.
Okay, well, what about the surveillance footage? Anything from that?
You are irresistible, and I know you know that, but you are less irresistible when you break your promise to me.
Mike, come on, you gotta give me something.
Did you know that fingerprints were first used to legally prosecute criminals back in 1911?
That is not a thing.
Yeah, it is.
Nope.
Hannah parks near her bakery. Norman is waiting on the sidewalk.
Norman, what are you doing here?
You sounded upset on the phone, so I left the conference early to see if you needed anything. See if you needed me.
He opens his arms, and they embrace. Patrons enter the Cookie Jar Bakery with misty mountains in the background. Norman.
I cannot believe that Bill is a suspect.
I know, it's ridiculous. Obviously, he's innocent. He had nothing to do with what happened to the sheriff. But he's been suspended. Still dealing with this.
She's baking.
Well, Hannah, I am all yours, so just tell me what you need.
Thank you, Norman. I really appreciate you offering, especially when other people are telling me to stay away from the case.
Other people like who? Mike? His loss.
He grins.
Where do we start?
Well, I was actually thinking about contacting that reporter, Carly Winters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw her report this morning.
And then I need to find out more information about Kevin and Paige Miller. But they're not going to talk to me.
Okay. Well, who would?
Lisa.
Mrs. McCauley just bought all of our angel kisses, and the apple orchard bars are going over really well, but we're going to have to make a couple more dozen of double chocolate cookies for this weekend. Good chat. Thanks.
Hannah and Lisa.
Well, I just know that you and Paige are friends, so I wondered if you know her husband.
Kevin? Yeah, from high school.
Paige and Kevin dated in high school?
No, they didn't get together till after we graduated. Paige didn't really date anybody in high school, except...
Hannah leans in.
What?
She was with Peter Grant in senior year.
Peter Grant, the sheriff's son.
The one who died in the terrible car accident?
Paige and I were best friends in high school. She's had a tough time and she pulled through, and she's an amazing mother. You should leave her alone.
She walks away, and Hannah and Norman exchange glances.
Okay, I'll see if I can track down that reporter.
Great, okay. Lisa, will you please take my cupcakes out of the oven? I have a new batch trying. 15 minutes.
You got it.
Hannah looks out the window and sees Paige and Kevin with their daughter. Norman puts on his coat and stands behind her.
Norman, how old do you think that little girl is?
I'd say about 5 years old.
That's Lucy.
Mike on the phone.
So it's a European family crest. Well, I need the family name. You get me that family name and I'm going to owe you one big time. And you call me anytime, day or night. Okay, I need this.
Mike?
Janet.
Mayor's here to see you.
Good morning, Mayor.
Kingston, I only want to hear good news.
All right, well, I heard from Carly Winters. The sheriff had set up a meeting with her on Wednesday night. He said he was going to give her a big exclusive on a bust. I think he was about to take down the car theft ring.
That was the sheriff. Someone would always break a big case just before Election Day.
My guess is they got wind of it and they killed him Tuesday night.
Well, wasn't this Bill's case originally?
Mike touches his shoulder and pulls him aside.
Bill, as a person of interest, is a no-go on this.
Yeah, but how do we know he wasn't in on it? I mean, who tipped him off that the sheriff was under the ring?
The line goes around the block with guys that had an issue with the sheriff.
Oh, you included?
Sure. Yeah, right. You want my badge?
Is there anybody at the station who doesn't have an alibi?
Kevin Miller was on shift that night. He didn't have an
alibi.
Peters.
I got the VIN numbers from the dealership for you.
Oh, great. Just leave that on my desk for me, please.
Oh, yeah.
Great. Thanks, man. Kevin Miller was on shift that night without any corroboration as to his exact whereabouts.
Well, you know better than me if it's cop on cop. But if it's Miller or Bill or even you, internal affairs can be all over this, so get a lock on it ASAP.
Mike watches the mayor walk away. Hannah carries groceries.
Moisha, what are you doing out here? Aw, kitty. What are you doing?
It's nighttime.
Oh, hello, little kitty. Let's go inside. We're too warm.
She picks up the cat and enters her house. The kitchen is dark. She sets the groceries on the kitchen island along with her cat, who jumps down. She puts her keys down. She stares at the back door. She removes her coat. She walks out of the kitchen and her head turns toward a sound upstairs. Someone wearing shoes is walking across the wooden floor. She is startled and hides behind the kitchen island. Her phone and keys are out of reach. The intruder descends the stairs. She lies flat. The intruder wears a hood and a baseball cap. He walks toward the kitchen and sees her keys and phone. He steps toward Hannah's hiding place, and the cat looks up at him. Hannah is watching him. He flees through the front door. She leaves her hiding place and runs to the door. She leans out and a truck is speeding away. She breathes heavily. Mike.
Have I got this right? The guy that knocked you over the night of the car thefts. Is there any chance that he saw you pick up that bracelet?
I don't know, but Mike,
your house was broken into, wasn't vandalized, and nothing's missing.
Right, but Mike, listen to me. I don't think that Kevin Miller is the father of Paige's child.
Detective Kingston.
Forensics.
Wait. Guys, over here, dust for prints around here, likely point of entry. Hannah, did you happen to see if he was wearing gloves or not?
Yeah, I think he was wearing gloves.
Either way, dust and see what you can get. It's fine. Okay, so.
Okay, I found out that Peter Grant and Paige were dating in high school.
Okay, so what does that have to do with the car theft ring and a man in a black truck breaking into your house?
I don't know. But when I was at Nettie Grant's house, I saw an envelope from a family law group, like attorneys. So,
okay.
What if the sheriff was trying to get custody of that child away from Paige and Kevin? And I also found out that the sheriff had arrested Paige's father a couple years ago. The man is still in prison.
Hey, guys, I need you to get 3 marked cars and set up a perimeter surveillance around Hannah's house. Both of you, please, okay? Get on that. So, just back up for a second here. What you're saying, in the labyrinth that is your mind, Kevin and Paige killed the sheriff because the sheriff was going to take away their kid.
It's a possibility.
Hannah.
Norman.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh, are you okay? I can't believe
she's
this.
She's fine.
Yeah, but thank you for checking on me.
Yeah, of course. What's going on? What are you doing here?
He gives a tight smile.
Your mother called me, threatening to come over here herself, so I assured her I was on my way.
Guys watching the house. I got new locks in the doors, and I have a very elaborate alarm system going in first thing tomorrow morning, so...
He points at her.
Great, thank you.
Thanks.
Norman nods.
Are you going to be okay tonight? Yeah, I can crash on the couch if you need it. Or...
As much as I like you, Norman, I'm already on that couch tonight, so...
you know what? I think that no one's going to sleep on that couch tonight, but thank you both. So sweet.
Yeah.
Honestly, I do feel safe, and I really appreciate that. But I think I'm just tired, and I'm going to go get some rest. So, good night.
Mike looks at Norman, who watches Hannah.
Good night.
Okay.
Mike shakes his head. Carly.
There is nothing but sadness here today for Eden Lake's favorite son and longtime sheriff. Authorities want to remind everyone that the perpetrators are still at large, and if you have any information, to please step forward.
Hannah Joanne, maybe you should just step back and stay safe, please.
When have you ever known me to step back, Mother?
That's the
Hannah.
Truth.
Oh,
hi.
Gary, hi.
Hi, Dolores. My sister Edna, she's not great at returning phone calls, but I was thinking that she might be able to help you find that mystery ingredient.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Thank you so much, Gary.
Thank you.
I'll get my prom pop pie recipe, honey.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, Gary.
Mourners gather in the church. An American flag adorns a flower arrangement. Janet touches Nettie's shoulder. Nettie stands.
I'm so sorry.
Hannah and her mom see them hugging.
Just Nettie. This can't be an easy day for her.
You should have seen her yesterday.
Fine.
Not one tear.
Oh, everyone grieves in their own way, Hannah.
Maybe.
Don't your maybes always mean no?
Maybe.
Janet, I'm so sorry.
You're not here alone, are you? Where's your boyfriend? Brad couldn't make it.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Dolores.
You let us know if you just need anything.
I feel like a robot set on automatic.
Oh, of course you do.
She holds Nettie's hand.
Look at them.
The police.
I need to talk to you about this case. I need your help on this.
Bill looks around.
You name your time and place, I'm there.
Nettie.
Watch how they'll struggle to say nice things about Jim.
You don't worry. He was a good man. We know that. We're here.
She sits behind Nettie.
It is.
Paige and Lucy enter. Paige kisses Kevin.
Look at you. You're looking good.
It just teaches you to value every day.
Nettie stares at them. Hannah stands behind her. She looks at Nettie. Outside the church.
All of us are devastated at the loss of such a respected member of our community. We're locking our doors. I mean, this kind of thing just doesn't happen here usually.
Paige?
2 weeks ago.
Lucy, hi. Hi, Lucy. I'm so sorry to bother you, but can I talk to you, Paige?
Hey, Paige. Let's go.
Scan the truck, Lucy.
Kevin squints at Hannah from his truck. She looks away and leaves.
That is so interesting.
She walks toward Mike.
Oh, it was a wonderful one. Kevin Miller drives a black truck? You told me that he didn't have an alibi for that night.
Hannah, I don't want you following him.
I won't. I don't have time anyway. I have a date with a file clerk.
Touches his arm.
You have a date?
Folders are stacked on a table.
Just put it back where you found it. I know. We're 6 months behind. Budget cut. These are the newest family court files, so...
Okay, well, I brought you some cherry winks. They're cookies. Enjoy, and thank you.
Thank you. I'll just be over there if you need me.
Okay.
Thanks.
The clerk leaves the room. Hannah sorts through folders. Time passes, and the folders stack up. She sighs and puts another folder on the pile. More time passes as she looks through papers. She grabs a file and pauses. She looks closer. She flips it open and breathes heavily. The file says Grant versus Grant petition. She leaves Municipal Hall and texts Mike, Nettie filed to divorce the sheriff. Crime of passion? She carries her umbrella to her car and reaches for the door. A hand grabs her shoulder.
Sorry.
You scared me.
I didn't mean to freak out.
It's all right. I'm just losing my mind. But guess what I found out? Norman, Nettie was going to divorce the sheriff.
That's what the family law documents were.
Makes Nettie a suspect and explains why she wasn't exactly a grieving widow at the funeral.
Spouses are always the first suspect, right?
Always.
She looks to the side.
Norman, casually turn to your right. There's a black truck parked. Same make and model. The very same one.
The truck from your house last night?
Happens to be the same type of truck that Kevin Miller drives. What do we do?
Stay here. Don't move.
The driver wears black gloves. Norman walks toward the truck. The truck makes a U-turn and peels out of the lot.
He's gone.
I'm texting Mike. This has got to stop. What's our next move?
She looks at him and her eyes get wider. Mike and Bill.
I don't see Kevin's truck.
Mike looks at his phone. Bill knocks on the door of the house.
Yeah, just hold on a second.
Text, Norman, with Hannah. Kevin's black truck just left City Hall.
Hey, Paige.
Hey.
We're looking for Kevin.
Oh, he's not here.
Did he say where he might be going?
Some errands.
Mommy, I want some more milk.
Hey, Luce. How's it going?
I want some more milk.
Okay, hold on, Luce. Mom's busy.
Paige wraps her coat around her.
You okay?
Yeah, it's just one of those days, you know? After the funeral, the sitter fell through. Couldn't get to work.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Closes the door.
Hey, Paige.
Yeah?
Opens it again and looks at Mike.
We heard there's a little bit of tension between you and the sheriff at the community center the other night. What was that about?
Well, you both know better than me. He was a hard person to like.
Nothing more?
Nothing more.
He frowns and nods.
Okay. Just tell Kevin we stopped by.
She looks at Bill.
Thanks.
He smiles. She shuts the door.
She was definitely giving off some weird vibes.
On that of Sheriff Grant's murder, Kevin responds to the 10-00, but his whereabouts 45 minutes earlier, the time of the murder, we only have his word.
He shows Bill his phone.
How does Kevin connect to the theft ring?
Your guess is as good as mine, but Kevin and his black truck aren't here.
They get into Mike's car. Hannah knocks on the front door of the house. She walks to Norman on the street.
Maybe she just doesn't want to talk to me.
Okay, well.
But I don't get it. This is her car.
He looks at the car and holds his hands out to the side. She looks up and down the street and at the house. She stares into the distance.
I know where she is.
We move past an empty swing, and Nettie comes into focus sitting on a bench. She closes her eyes. Hannah and Norman walk toward her.
Just give me a minute, Norman.
Okay, I'll be right over here.
Hannah puts down her bag and slowly sits on the bench. Nettie's fingers are steepled. She glances at Hannah and back at the swing.
I used to bring Peter here every day when he was little. He just wanted to go higher. Touch the sky with his toes.
She gives a small smile.
What happened?
Peter was Jim's universe.
And after the accident?
Peter's death broke Jim. Broke his spirit. Broke mine too. Jim had forced Peter to end it with Paige. It led to a bitter fight. Peter stormed out. It wasn't 20 minutes later, the phone rang. Peter was dead. Jim blamed himself for the accident. I did too. I understand why you suspect me, Hannah. And I don't care.
Don't you think that your granddaughter, Lucy, deserves to have you in her life? I know she's your granddaughter.
Nettie closes her eyes and shakes her head.
It takes all my self-control to stop myself from running up to her.
Why don't you?
When Jim and I realized that Lucy must be Peter's daughter, Jim went crazy. He went into attack mode. He threatened and bullied Paige with her past. He said terrible things to her and just drove Paige further away.
She looks at Hannah.
She hates us.
and I don't blame her.
Later, Hannah and Norman grab hot dogs.
Wheel still spinning, huh?
Thank you. Sheriff forced his son to break up with Paige. And they had a huge fight about it afterward, and Peter stormed out. And that's the night he died. That he held her husband responsible for their son's car accident. Want to catch up?
Sounds like a motive for murder to me.
I don't know.
Right?
Well, it's no wonder why the marriage went bad, but I don't think Nettie did. You should have heard her voice. She just wants to be a grandmother to Lucy.
Where does that leave us?
She eats and holds one hand out, palm up.
Wheel's still spinning.
Norman puts his arm around her.
Oh, Hannah, the girl who loved mystery so much, she became one.
He kisses her head and she looks up at him.
What are you thinking?
I'm not my dad. How happy my parents were before he died, and Bill and Andrea getting ready to have a baby, and there's Nettie and everything she's been through. It's confusing. Am I weird?
Absolutely not. But I dig weird, so.
Well, welcome to Weird Central. Look no further.
No, I won't.
Lisa arrives at the cookie jar, and the door is open. Hannah is baking.
Hannah, you opened early.
I couldn't sleep. You know, I need to bake when I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. So I made a new batch. Want to give it a try?
Okay.
Lisa takes a chocolate cupcake.
Yum.
Hannah looks at a paper.
This is fantabulous.
But
I think the secret ingredient's still keeping his lips sealed.
I knew it.
Hannah takes down her ponytail. Hannah crosses an ingredient off the board.
Where are you going?
One mystery is going to be solved today. Bravo. Bravo.
Hannah parks outside a gray and white house and checks the address on the piece of paper. It says Edna Morse, 20582 113th Avenue. Edna carries a tray.
Well, my mother kept that recipe well guarded. Leave it to Gary to find it. Some of it, at least.
They sit.
You know, I would have called ahead, but Gary said that you weren't returning calls.
His calls. He can be a bit of a pain sometimes.
Sorry, I didn't mean to pry.
Oh, no, it's my son, John.
She points to a photo.
He looks up to him for whatever reason, but a salvage yard really isn't the place for a young kid. Well, he's not that young anymore now, but he's still my little boy.
It's a nice picture of you and your brother.
Oh, I could smack him with a frying pan.
Edna shakes her head.
What are those bottles on the windowsill?
Oh, my mother collected those. Raspberry syrup. She'd use them for vases and...
I never tried raspberry syrup.
Hannah smiles as she buttons her coat and leaves the house. She has a bounce in her step. She calls Gary.
Gary's Auto.
Oh, hey, Hannah. Sure, yeah. I can meet you down at the cookie jar. All right, I'll see you there.
He walks through a garage to his truck. It's an antique white and green truck. Lisa leads Gary to Hannah.
I haven't tried, so I can't make any promises, but she's pretty sure.
I solved it.
Really?
She holds a jar.
Really?
His eyes light up.
Of course. The bottles she collected, it's raspberry syrup, isn't it?
Well, we're about to find out. Let's prove it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Here goes nothing.
Okay. They all take a bite together.
These are really good.
That's her recipe.
Exactly.
The cupcakes sit on the counter.
It's perfect.
Janet buys some food from the bakery. Hannah comes out of the kitchen.
Oh, hi, Janet.
Hi, Hannah. Thanks for that.
Hannah stops walking.
Hey, Tyler, can you take care of the gluers in the back for me? Thank you. Double chocolates, right?
Oh, no, Yeah, why not? I've given up on dieting.
How are things at the station?
Honestly, Hannah, they're just not really the same.
I can imagine. I've been thinking about going down to the station because I need to talk to Kevin. Is he working today?
Well, he should be. I could check the roster when I get in. No, you have a unique perspective there. Bill told me you're the one to go to for solving problems.
I love those guys. They're my family.
Look, I heard that there was a problem between Kevin and the sheriff.
Oh, at Lucy Miller's birthday party. Yeah.
Hannah nods at her.
Right. 395.
That's four.
Thank you. Why would Kevin and Paige invite the sheriff to their daughter's birthday?
You know, I don't really know. The sheriff just kind of showed up, and then it got really bad from there.
Janet twists her mouth to the side.
What were they arguing about?
I don't know. You know, I just saw them, but I wasn't within earshot. Listen, Hannah, Kevin's got a temper, but he's also got a big heart.
Hannah hands her a bag and a box.
Enjoy your cookies.
Thanks.
Hannah ponders. Hannah drives over railroad tracks and turns left. A black truck passes her.
That's him. Oh, man. I'm doing it.
She makes a U-turn and follows him back over the tracks. He speeds up in the left lane, and she follows. At a V in the road by a chain-link fence, he veers left. When she reaches the spot, she goes right. A sign reads private property, authorized personnel only. She exits her car.
Mike, I've been following the black truck. Don't be mad. Call me when you get this.
Sign on the fence says restricted area. She walks up steps next to a brick building and peers over the handrail. As she peeks through a window, someone passes by it inside. She ducks. She climbs down a ladder, and Kevin walks out of the building. He leans over the ledge where she just was. He walks away. She comes out of the shadow. She flattens herself against a wall as he walks up above it. She looks up and sees his legs moving up the steps nearby. She runs to hide. Kevin looks through a door that says no trespassing. He stops and looks to the area where she hides below. He leans over the railing. She is hiding under the platform he stands on. He opens and shuts the door as if he went in. He looks down, and she looks up. She peers into a basement window. Kevin descends the stairs as she looks into another window.
Why are you following me?
Why are you following me?
What are you talking about? I work here.
You have a second job.
The other guys in the department don't know about this, okay? It's against policy.
When did Paige find out that she was pregnant with Peter's child?
His mouth opens, and his eyebrows raise.
Not until after the accident.
And that's when you came into her life?
I loved Paige all through high school. I just wanted to protect her. But we're a family now. Lucy is my daughter. I love her.
Paige didn't think that the Grants had a right to know that they are Lucy's grandparents?
Not after the way he and Eddie treated her. And more than anything, she was afraid that he was going to take Lucy away.
And that's what you and the sheriff thought about at Lucy's birthday party.
He nods his head.
He wanted custody.
The sheriff hated Paige. He had arrested Paige's father for armed robbery. He didn't want his son dating the daughter of a criminal.
Where were you at the time of the sheriff's murder?
Look, I didn't want anyone to know about it. I'm overworked. I fell asleep in my cruiser on shift. I'm not proud of it, but it's the truth.
Paige pushes Lucy in the swing at the park. Her curls fly in the wind. Paige slows her down. She observes Mike, Hannah, and Nettie walking with Kevin.
Hey, sweetie, just get down for a sec, okay?
Yeah.
Just stay right here. You're gonna lock us up?
No, that's not why we're here.
She walks toward them. Kevin.
It's time, Paige. They're not going to take Lucy away from us.
How do you know that we can trust her?
I don't know. But for Lucy's sake, I'm willing to try.
Paige closes her eyes and breathes deeply. Kevin looks into her eyes and nods. He steps aside so that she is facing Hannah and Nettie. Nettie moves toward her with a sad smile.
I'm so sorry, Paige.
Nettie cries. Paige scowls. She turns toward Lucy. She bends down and touches her arm.
I want you to meet Mrs. Grant.
Lucy looks at Nettie and bounces on her toes. Nettie looks at Paige and then walks toward Lucy.
Hi, Lucy.
Why are you so sad?
Oh, sweetheart. I can't tell you how happy I am to meet you.
She touches Lucy's arm.
Looks like you might need a push.
I like to go high.
Hannah chuckles. Mike looks down at her. Lucy gets on a swing, and Paige steps aside.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Nettie pushes Lucy on the swing.
Okay, here we go. High to the sky.
High to the sky!
Paige and Kevin watch smiling. Hannah and Mike stand behind them. That night, Mike and Hannah are alone.
Just when I don't think you can impress me anymore, you go and you pull something like you did today and prove me wrong again.
Whoa. Mike Kingston admitting he's wrong?
You ruined the moment.
This is a moment?
I'd like it to be.
Fresh out of suspects, you know, now that it's not Nettie or Paige or Kevin.
He takes her face in both hands and leans in for a kiss. She kisses him back.
Now that classifies as a moment. And a pretty good one.
You're ruining it.
They kiss again. They stare into each other's eyes.
I better go in.
Okay.
He walks her to her door.
I'll call you if I hear anything.
Oh, now you're sharing information with me?
Well, you should kiss me more often.
Maybe I will. For the record, you kiss me.
She goes into the house, and he shakes his head.
Well, we know it's not Nettie. It's not Paige. And it's not Kevin. But it could still be a crime of passion. I could still be right about that. I have to go back to the store.
She's talking to her cat.
I have to go back to the source. That's what I have to do. I have to go back to the beginning. And I'm gonna do that. And you're gonna stay here, and I'll go figure this out.
The cat sits on the kitchen island. Hannah returns. She's wearing pajamas.
I should get dressed first. And I'm not leaving this with you. Nice try.
She takes the cupcakes away. The cat cleans her paw. She is standing on the street where Sheriff Grant died. Mike drives up to her. He gets out of his car.
I knew you wouldn't sleep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have that effect on women.
Don't get ahead of yourself. You find anything?
Just you. So what are you thinking?
I still think it could be a crime of passion.
Or maybe it's just made to look that way. I mean, with Nettie and all of them out of the way, I think we've got to step back and just look at this whole thing objectively. The sheriff was just about to bust a big case, the car theft ring, and homicide, the easy answer usually is the answer.
Well, you're right. We should step back. Start from the beginning, right? So the sheriff
comes out of the building holding a plate of cupcakes.
Yep. Footage shows that he sees someone that he knows.
But he's holding a cupcake in his hand, not his gun. So that proves that, right?
And he walks over to that person, out of range of the cameras.
And he never drew his gun, so he didn't feel threatened.
Still, that doesn't really prove anything.
Okay. Hey, what about the spontaneity, right? They didn't bring a weapon with them.
Correct. That's right, they just grabbed whatever was lying around, something close by.
They didn't plan to kill him.
Okay, that still doesn't prove crime of passion. I mean, and the sheriff was not the most passionate guy.
Yeah, but Nettie said that he was before his son died.
Yeah, but she said afterwards he kept it all bottled up inside.
Right. What if he didn't? What if he just found a different sounding board, someone to think things through with?
She narrows her eyes.
Like we do.
She smiles up at him.
What ifs aren't evidence?
What if it was the car theft ring? Why didn't they take those files? All Bill's paperwork, everything related to them?
True. So where does that leave us?
I got nothing.
She frowns.
Come on, I'll follow you home.
I'm a big girl, Mike Kingston. I can see myself home.
They walk to their cars. Hannah Parks and Mike Parks behind her. She stands with her hands in her pockets.
Gee, Detective Kingston, you're not a very good listener.
The worst.
They stand close to one another.
Good night.
He leans in for a kiss, but she stops him.
Mike.
He follows her eyes to a truck across the street.
Go, get in the house.
Hannah!
You're not a very good listener, are you?
The worst.
Come on, you're not going to just let our best lead get away, are you?
Mike and Hannah follow the truck in his car.
That's my phone.
She grabs it and sees the crest.
Mike, the crest on the bracelet that I found, the family name is Morse?
Kind of in the middle of something here.
No, I know, but you think it's any relation to Edna Morse?
Edna Morse?
Yeah, the Gary Kohler's sister.
Wait, the guy who owns the auto salvage yard?
Right.
Her son, John Morse, was there.
Wait, there he is.
He points at the truck. They continued to follow it at a distance.
We're headed right for the salvage yard.
I mean, the family business would be a good place to chop up cars, right?
The truck parks near the garage. The driver gets out and hurries inside the building. Mike and Hannah park further away from the garage.
Don't move.
I'm listening.
He gets out of the car.
We got a 1094 with a possible 187 suspect at salvage yard. Roll me some backup, code 3.
He looks into the garage with his gun drawn. He chugs into the building. Alone in the car, Hannah's head turns toward a noise. She leans her seat all the way back. A man is carrying a rifle and headed in the direction Mike just went. Hannah sits up, and her mouth hangs open. She exits the car. She runs toward the garage. Mike moves among car parts with his gun drawn. He aims it up toward the ceiling. His eyes widen as he sees a man walking outside. He doesn't notice someone creeping up behind him with the rifle.
Freeze right there! Don't move, put your hands up. Get him up!
The man obeys.
Mike! Behind you!
Put the gun down real slow.
Gary aims at Mike.
You're trespassing on private property without a warrant, and you're pointing a gun at my nephew.
How'd you know the sheriff was after you?
What? You think I killed the sheriff?
Yeah, with a gun pointing at me, he's kind of leading me in that direction.
A man puts Hannah in a headlock.
Hey!
What are you doing?
She breaks free. Mike's gun is knocked out of his hand. Hannah grabs a wrench and hits her attacker. Mike and a guy fist fight while Hannah runs from two men.
Hannah, go!
Mike tackles the men and then swings a tire at one guy's head. Hannah hides behind a car. She gasps for air. One of the men is near her and looks around. Mike continues to spar with Gary. They trade punches. The man looking for Hannah stands on the hood of a car. She ducks down and moves away. Mike and Gary attack each other. Hannah hits her pursuer in the leg with the wrench. He falls off the car, and she flees. Two men are fighting Mike. She grabs the gun from the ground and points it into the air. Then she aims at the men.
Don't move! I'd listen to her if I were you.
They raise their hands. Gary is arrested.
Watch your head.
He sits in the back of the police car. Gary looks out the window at Hannah. An officer opens the driver door but doesn't get in. Gary looks back at Hannah.
Hannah.
He motions for her to come closer by moving his head.
You know I didn't do this right. You know me. I've done a lot of things in my life I'm not proud of. I know that, but I'm not a killer, Hannah.
She looks down and then to the side.
You think you used my mom's recipe?
She raises her eyebrows.
It's kind of the last thing on my mind.
He nods his head.
I'll see what I can do, Gary.
He blinks and nods at her.
Hannah?
She raises her hands.
Detective Kingston, I get it. It's your crime scene. I'm not doing anything.
We gotta get this guy processed and it could take a while, okay? So when you,
Mike, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm fine.
Bill!
Yeah?
Take the lovely Miss Swenson to the station, please, to get a statement from her.
You bet.
And you're gonna want to suit up, officer. You're back on shift. Welcome back, man. Yeah.
Hey, watch your back.
What?
Janet. Oh. Yeah, we got three perps coming in. Make sure booking is all ready to go, okay? We'll be there real soon. Yes. Thank you.
The car passes Bill and Hannah.
Hey, so, listen. Thanks.
Another man is arrested behind them. At the police station.
Gotta put together a witness package. It'll take a couple of seconds.
Well, I will wait here.
Oh, look at that. Hannah Swenson learning something. There's coffee in the back if you want some.
Kevin walks over.
Welcome back.
The men shake hands.
Thanks, ma'am.
Kevin and Hannah nod at one another.
Hey, Meryl, can I get your eyes on this?
She notices Gary through a window. They make eye contact. Mike observes them. Hannah walks toward the room they are in, and Mike shuts the door and leans against it. She keeps walking until she notices Janet standing in front of a bulletin board. Janet is holding a letter in an envelope. She looks at a photo of a birthday party with the sheriff.
Janet?
She turns to Hannah.
Hannah.
Hi.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Janet. I don't mean to intrude. I'm waiting to talk to Mike. He's obviously pretty busy right now.
I just can't bring myself to take it down.
Hannah looks at the letter in Janet's hands. Janet looks down and then turns, clutching the letter to her chest. Hannah tilts her head to the side and licks her lips as she watches Janet. Janet's desk is empty. Her boyfriend's photo is ripped up in the trash. She puts the letter in her desk.
Gary, right?
Janet pauses and looks at her.
Just doesn't feel right. Known him my whole life.
Yeah, me too.
There are tears in her eyes.
I guess you never really know anyone.
Right.
Will you excuse me, please? I need to go to the bathroom.
She hurries away. Hannah steps toward the bulletin board. She looks at the photos of the staff celebrating a birthday. She smiles as she sees Mike looking at her in a photo. She focuses on the photo of the sheriff with Nettie and Janet in the background looking at him. She leans in. She looks toward Janet's desk. She sees the photo in the trash again. The chair sits empty. She walks to the desk and opens the drawer. Janet steps out of the restroom and dabs her nose with a tissue. She puts her glasses on. Hannah is gone. Janet puts on her coat and walks toward the door.
Janet!
She freezes and turns to Hannah.
Hannah, I need to go home. I just have to be home.
She walks out. Hannah is left looking worried. She shakes her head. Hannah pulls up behind a running car at the spot where the sheriff died. Janet is near the car with her hands by her mouth. Hannah walks to her.
I read your letters.
She holds them up.
Found them in your desk drawer. I delivered. Every one of them. Started after the accident. He blamed himself. He felt guilty. Terribly.
Janet shakes her head.
Jim loved Peter. And you helped him. You listened. I got him to talk. About his feelings. That wasn't easy for Jim. Did he know how you felt?
Janet looks at her with pain in her eyes.
No. Well, not until that night.
Flashback begins. Janet applies lipstick in her car mirror. She smooths her hair. She takes off her glasses. She smiles as she hears the door.
Jim!
The flashback ends.
I thought he was ready to hear me. Things had changed. Nettie had filed for divorce, so I thought now
he would see you.
Yeah.
Have you tried these? They're not quite collars, but have them.
No, thank you.
Are we on a diet? You look nice today, by the way. You have a date with, sorry, we should know this. What's his name?
Brad.
Right, Brad.
He leans on his car door.
Okay. Papers? You want me to sign? Janet?
There is no Brad.
What?
It's only you, Jim. It's always only been only you.
The flashback fades out.
I told him I loved him.
It starts again.
Heart-to-heart conversations we've had, all those late nights together at the station. You gave me your trust, Jim, and I gave you mine. And now I'm giving you my heart. And I know that
stop,
you love me,
stop,
too.
No. Have you been drinking?
No, no. We are more than friends, Jim. You can't deny this.
Listen to me. You're going to go home, and you're going to get your head together. Do you understand me? No more of this talk.
No, you can't deny this.
I don't know what is going on with you, but stop it. Go home, get some sleep, clear your head, or don't come.
He fired me. I love you so much,
fire.
Jim.
Stop it.
No! Don't say that. You don't mean that.
She hits him with a brick. She stands in shock over his fallen body.
Oh, no, no. No, Jim. No, no. Jim. Oh, God. No. No, no. Where does someone like me go? I have no home. Jim was my home.
She shakes her head.
I gotta take you back to the station.
They walk with their arms around each other.
I didn't mean to hurt him. What am I gonna tell the guys back at the station? They're my family.
You're gonna tell them the truth.
Come on, let's go home.
Kevin puts Janet in handcuffs. She looks back at Hannah. He leads her into another room. Mike walks to Hannah.
You broke your promise to me. Following a case that you said that you wouldn't. Jumping into my car. You can't keep doing this, Hannah. You can't keep putting yourself in danger.
He turns away.
But you were right.
He looks at her.
Good job.
He enters the room Kevin and Janet are in. Hannah grins and reads a text from Dolores that says, it's time.
Bill?
What?
I got her. Welcome to the world. We're gonna have so many adventures together, just you and me. Yeah. The station's been crazy busy, but you know what? They've waited a week.
Sweetie, can you go get me something from the cafeteria?
Yeah, sure.
May I have a turn?
You want to meet someone? Okay, Auntie Hannah. Meet Tracy. Hannah. Todd.
What?
She holds her niece. Andrea smiles.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Thank you.
Bill kisses Andrea's cheek.
So you want some soup?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll have a cup of coffee, Bill.
Hannah cries and smiles at the same time. Her mom takes her daughter's hands.
Three generations of Swenson women.
Oh, only the world knew what it was in for.
Hey! Miss Norman's here.
Oh, perfect. Oh, my gosh. So beautiful.
Isn't she?
Norman, that's really sweet, but you actually can't have flowers as part of the hospital. What?
It's a maternity ward thing, honey.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I should know that. Sorry.
Hey, Norman, I just want to say thank you for everything. Couldn't have done it without my wingman.
She kisses his cheek.
Norman.
Flowers, right. Sorry, I'll go ditch these.
Bye.
Congratulations. Congratulations to you on all your beautiful women.
Thank you.
Hi.
Wingman, huh? You know, any woman would be very lucky to get him.
I know, Mother.
The love triangle continues.
It's not a love triangle.
It's more like a pyramid shape, but where exactly does Mike fit in all of this?
I'm looking at baby Tracy.
No.
Perfect little smile.
Do you need to talk to your mom? No, that is a diversion.
It's a perfect talk to her about it, because she's going to take a side.
Yeah, I know.
Mimi wants to see my granddaughter.
Welcome to the family, little one.
As we search and sort through life's many ingredients and recipes in an attempt to make that perfect fudge cupcake, that perfect moment, or that conscious choice to try, fail, and then try again, we must never lose sight that no matter what, love and true happiness are always homemade.
The three women adore the baby. We move further away, past the nurse's station, and out of the maternity ward.